I'm sorry to interrupt, but if you could just speak into the microphone just so be sure that it picks you up. If you
sure.
if you're more comfortable standing, I think it'll come undone, but we need to just make sure that it's captured.
Am I good so far?
Patty,
here.
Or
can I'll move this a little closer.
Yeah. There's your audio team's over here, so they'll be able to let you know if.
Okay. I'll try to be as loud as I can.
Thank
so my
you.
Name is Sean Hungerford. I'm representing MCM Construction. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity today to present our witnesses and evidence and arguments. I'd like to introduce the other people who are here on behalf of MCM. We have Ed Pucci, General Counsel and Vice President, Barbara Brenkus, who is Assistant General Counsel. We have Evan Payne, who is Engineer and Project Manager for this project. And we have David Bieber, who's with Geocon Consultants and will be helping us out on some of the expert issues. Let me say at the outset that this ACL process has been a frustrating one. The prosecution's opening is probably the latest example of that. It's hard for a company that prides itself on the quality and professionalism of its work to have to face these allegations and have to face them for so long without being able to answer. So we're truly thrilled to have the opportunity to be here today. As the day moves forward and we go with each one of the presentations and the board hears the evidence, we'd like you to keep a few things in mind. First of those is that we'd like you to pay close attention to the construction process. Now, we've put together a very ambitious presentation here. It's a long PowerPoint. It's very deep on detail. There's a lot of information here on how the bridges were built and what specifically MCM did in terms of construction practices. This is information that you all will probably be the first to hear. And the reason is because no one has actually asked us for this. You know, you might have noticed from the timeline put up during the prosecution's opening that the complaint was filed, and then people started talking to MCM. No one ever consulted with MCM prior to the complaint being filed, and since the complaint was filed, you know, apart from some discussions that we had, it wasn't until, you know, in December when someone actually requested documents of us that we said, absolutely, here you go, here it is. At no point in time has anyone ever asked, why is it that the bridge was built in this particular way? Why is it you did this instead of this? Could this have been done cheaper? Could this have been done more effectively, a different way, you know, with fewer impacts? Those questions have never been answered, and that's, I believe, our task today is to try to explain to you exactly why this construction proceeded in the way that it did. And in fact, without this information, we're quite curious, actually, how it is the prosecution will be able to present their case. Because in my view, at least, and in MCM's view, I think understanding how and why the bridge was built in the way that it was is an absolute prerequisite to attacking it. The second thing I'd like you to keep in mind, or a question I'd like you to ask, is just this, you know, where is the injury here? You know, where's the environmental damage? Where's the harm? You see, there's been no permanent impacts to water quality as a result of this project. Now, there were no major spills, no catastrophic events, no known impacts at all to fish, wildlife, or habitat. In fact, the impacts that are shown on the record are precisely the type of impacts that are anticipated in the certification and by Caltrans' application. In fact, when we get to the end of the day, I think you guys will agree that the impacts were actually less than those were contemplated by the project at the outset. And these are minor temporary impacts, usually from turbidity, impacts that are frankly unavoidable for building a bridge within an active river. Third, we ask that you carefully consider the quality of the evidence presented by the prosecution. We understand this isn't a courtroom and that strict rules of courtroom evidence and procedure don't apply, but there are standards. I mean, there are minimum standards that this board must adhere to establish and to support the 401, to support the ACL complaint and civil liability. And we believe that for a great number of the allegations, these standards have not been met. We're going to go over that today. And my fourth and final request is that this board look past some of the drama. One of the unfortunate themes that the prosecution appears poised to present today is this demonization of MCM and, to a lesser extent, Caltrans. You know, these sort of cavalier entities that don't give a squat about water quality or environmental compliance. And you would have to look completely past the evidence to accept this. You'd also have to accept an extremely simplified version of reality where environmental compliance is always easy and no one ever disagrees on how best to comply with the regulations. You'd have to elevate a few narrow disputes over how to best comply with these requirements and ignore a large body of evidence showing that MCM and Caltrans did things appropriately. Now, the truth is that MCM is one of the leading bridge builders in the state. They've built hundreds, if not thousands, of bridges. They know how to comply with environmental requirements. And you will see at the end of the day that on this project, they complied, not only complied, but probably put into place more protective best management practices and water quality measures than they've ever put into place on any project previously. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We're ready to move on with the prosecution team's case presentation.